The book Romans, part 27. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashuan, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the book Revelation, the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is also the book that we use for the study of the book Revelation, the revelation of the book Revelation. It's a A4 book, big one, nearly 800 pages, with information that you've never heard of before in your whole life. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yafa.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are very, very welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications, all the studies that we currently are busy with, as well as our TikTok messages Mondays to Fridays. Send this link to your friends and your family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least they have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, pen and a notepad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following groups, people or churches: in the Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We're not part of the Jehovah Witness or Seventh-day Adventist churches or any denominational, any Protestant or Catholic churches. We are only an end-time Bible study. I only use the name the First Assembly of Yafashua of South Africa to be identified by something so that people know who we are. But we are not affiliated to nobody. We use the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the 1860 Bible, which Dr. Joseph Leon Rotterdam has translated. It's the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can ever lay your hands on. According to this Bible, the name of Yafashua originally was Jesus. The name Elohim or Hashim originally, the name Jesus was originally Yafashua. I've just said it wrong way around. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yafa, and the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this morning's study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yafashua. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning, Romans 1 verse 29. Now we are going to deal with a couple of different references here which Apostle Paul is drawing our attention to. Now it says here in Revelation 1:29, being filled with all unrighteousness. Now this is not only reflecting to homosexuals or lesbians. This is reflecting to humankind as a rule. Because the Bible says we all have sinned and transgressed, but through the mercy and the redemption blood of Yahushua, we are saved. Hallelujah. Not by our works or anything. He says, verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, ay. Now as we read here, we might pick up certain things that's been happening in people's lives who are sitting in churches, because very few Protestant churches today still preach a standard of holiness. Very few Protestant churches today will preach sin. They were rather amalgamate with that which the Roman Catholic Church is preaching. And it's one thing to talk about sin, and it's something else to strive not to live in sin. This is where the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is coming in. And it's not just a question of just knowing what is sin. It is the choice that I make. The choice that you will make. Excuse me, I've got a little area in my eye. It's the choice that we make not to live in sin, but to strive towards a standard of holiness. And if there is no standard of holiness, we are missing the calling that Jehovah has given unto us by saving us as Gentiles from a sinful world, making us who were no nation, now the nation of Yahshua, of Yahweh our Elohim. We are heirs of the promise of eternal life. We were nothing. We were Gentiles. We were living in sin, being filled with unrighteousness, not having the Spirit, fornication, wickedness, ay, 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 covetousness, miraculousness, full of envy. And how does this one fit in today's life? Full of envy. Not allowing somebody else to have what I have. Or let me say, not allowing somebody else to have what they have, but we must have better. Murder. We live in a time where murder is in the order of the day, especially in South Africa. Debate. Deceit. It's in the governments throughout the world, not just in South Africa, throughout the world, where people is taking things which is not theirs, it doesn't belong to them. Municipalities owes millions, trillions to Eskom and these places, and that's money that's been paid by the citizens. You can't actually grasp it. Where is that money going to? Maldignity. Whisperers. That's a bad one. We're living in a life where people is whisperers. Verse 30. Backbiters. Ay, 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 ay. Haters of Yahweh El Elohim. Despiteful. More and more despiteful. We see it happens around us. The other day I saw a video where one guy was standing in a shop buying something, and somebody else, the other two people, just walk in. The one put a gun behind his head and just shot him like that. And when he fell, he shot him another time. Oh, can you believe it? Despiteful. Proud. This is one of the sins that caused Lucifer, that was his heavenly name, today he's Satan, to be cast out of heaven. Proud. Boasters. Innovators of evil things. That's the time we're living in. Internet is full of it. Disobedient to parents. What? Well, somewhere, we were functioning in exactly the same things, and we were not homosexuals or lesbians. See what I said from the beginning when I started this study about Revelation. Romans 1. I think it was verse 10. This is what the scripture says. It's not big sin or small sin. Sin is sin. But we need to be obedient. When the Ruach is speaking to us, where we can come to the place where we can say, I repent. I repent, I will be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of my sin, and I will follow Yahushua the rest of my life. Living in holiness, striving towards holiness every day. Just obedient to the parents. Without understanding. Doesn't want to understand. Doesn't want to say we were living in lies all our life. We see what the word says. No, but that was good for my father and my grandfathers and them is good enough for me. Without understanding, standing the scriptures, the truth. Covenant breakers. Breaking covenants. Which Yahweh has given us a new testamental covenant of grace. And still choose to live in sin. And do your own thing. Without natural affection. When we become part of the bride of Yahushua, universally known as Yahfist, followers of Yahushua, we need to have affection, which is the agape love, not the filet love, the agape, the supernatural love that Yahweh has for us. That's why He gave His only begotten Son, for us to be able to live today and to function in the revelation word. The world today is without natural affection. They don't love each other. Instead, people want to see what they can do to deprive you from that which you worked for that which you obtained. There's no natural affection that says that I'm prepared to walk that extra mile with you. And that is what makes us your fist. What? We need to have natural affection for a sinner. That means that we need to love a sinner. Doesn't mean the filet love. No. In the same love that Yahushua loved us when we were pagans, when we were worshipping pagan gods, live as if there was no God or Elohim. I prefer the word Elohim. How wonderful is that? But that is what grace is. Grace has drawn us into the love of Yahushua. And this love that we found when we were drifted apart, away, we were drifting around without any direction in life. I'm talking about spiritual direction. Yes, we belong to a church, we belong to a denomination, we were going to church, but that's all that happened. We were floating like a piece of wood in water, on its way somewhere, but never came to the revelation word. Never came to the supernatural truth of what Yahweh has in store for us, for every one of us. Even if it happens that you are listening to this message now, this word of life, He loves you. Yahushua loves you so much that He also gave His life for you in order to be saved. He gave His love for us. Here's the word. The word says He gave His life for the world. But it's individual. We need to make it personal. For us to function in the agape love is to function individually. It's not my wife or my children and no, it's me. It's you. But we as Yahvists need to develop a seeking for a lost soul, dealing with him, preaching the gospel unto them, bringing the word of salvation that Yahweh has given us back the names that functioned 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, which the Roman Catholic Church has diluted from the original scriptures and the words and the manuscripts. But today we drink from the fountain of living water. We don't drink from no denominational fountain. We drink from the fountain of living water, Yahshua. Not Jesus Christ, because he only came into existence in the 16th century. Because the word Jesus could never have functioned. Now the word says here, verse 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. This is the fruit of the flesh. This which we study this morning is the fruit of the flesh, wherein Satan is specially functioning. And a lot of these fruits we find in church people's lives. People that says they are church members, denominational members. That's why we don't belong to no denomination. We belong to the bride of Yahshua, where we are allowed by the Ruach HaKodesh and by Yahweh our Father through Yahshua to be convinced of sin and unrighteousness. We heard a lot of information this morning. Go back to the scripture, read it over, listen and look at this video again, and grasp the information that is given to us here. There's life in it, and life in abundance. Until tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.